Friends, this episode of 3 Minute Bartender is brought to you by Fresh Victor, the finest cocktail mixers in all the land. Fresh Victor is a line of all-natural, clean-label cocktail mixers with 9 unique blends with contemporary flavors designed to tantalize any palate. All of the ingredients are fair trade sourced. There's no artificial anything. The mixers are produced at a 100% solar-powered juicing plant with absolutely no waste. And right now, Fresh Victor's offering a tasty deal to What We're Drinking listeners. Simply go to freshvictor.com, fill up your shopping cart, and at checkout, enter promo code FVDan20, that's Fresh Victor Dan20, to get 20% off your order. Now's the time to treat yourself to the very best mixers on the market, and that's Fresh Victor. We're all busy, and that's why sometimes you want a good drink and you want it fast. So strap in and hold on tight, friends. This is the 3 Minute Bartender. Let me take you back to a time when I was a mere pup, not yet the smooth operator you hear waxing poetic before you. In those days, I was channeling the king himself, Elvis Presley, with such fervor that you'd think I was born wearing blue suede shoes.
Well, it's 1 for the money, 2 for the show, 3 to get ready, now go, cat, go, but don't you...
But here's the twist, my friends. My heart wasn't stolen by a guitar riff or a hip swivel. No, it was captivated by a culinary concoction so bizarre, would make even the king do a double take. Imagine, if you will, a spoonful of Skippy peanut butter mixed with equal parts Hellman's mayonnaise. A pairing as unlikely as Elvis and Nixon.
Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got.
Then slather that concoction onto some Wonder Bread and top it off with a heaping helping of banana slices. Mmm. This was my heartbreak hotel. A sandwich I devoured with zeal and flair. My gastronomic magnum opus. My forbidden dance of the taste buds. Fast forward to a few years ago when I, now a seasoned connoisseur of the finer things, stumbled upon a cocktail so brilliantly bizarre, it was like a time machine back to my quirky culinary love affair. They call it the Death Flip, a name that sounds like it could send you to meeting the big bartender in the sky, but in reality, it's like a phoenix rising from the ashes of my insane childhood palate. This libation, my friends, is a nostalgic nod to the days when my eating habits were as audacious as my attempts to sing Hunka Hunka Burnin' Love in the shower. It's a drink that bridges the gap between the whimsical boy I was and the refined gentleman I've become, proving once and for all the taste, much like a fine wine or my sense of style, only gets better with age.
I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Okay, so the Death Flip. Again, it's not a finishing move in a boozy game of Mortal Kombat. It's a cocktail. It was created by an Aussie bartender named Chris Heisted back in 2010 at Melbourne's Black Pearl Bar. As you've probably guessed, what makes it so appealing, to me anyway, is the seemingly disparate and certainly audacious blend of ingredients that somehow fit together in perfect harmony. And those ingredients are 1 ounce Blanco tequila, 1/2 ounce yellow chartreuse, 1/2 ounce of Jägermeister, a dash of simple syrup, 1 whole egg, and grated nutmeg for garnish. And here's how you make it. Add all the ingredients to a cocktail shaker filled with ice and shake that thing like it's Los Angeles and you're the San Andreas Fault. Strain into a chilled sour or coupe glass and garnish with the grated nutmeg. You'll find the combination of yellow chartreuse and Jägermeister in the Death Flip creates a unique herbal and slightly sweet flavor profile, which is balanced by the clean taste of the Blanco tequila. The egg, of course, gives it a rich, creamy texture and a frothy top, making it both visually appealing and luxurious to drink. Death Flip might sound ominous, but it's part of a tradition in the cocktail world of using flip in the name of drinks that contain a whole egg. The death part? Well, that just adds a bit of edge and intrigue, don't you think? And it follows in the proud tradition of other death-monikered drinks, such as Death in the Afternoon, also known as Hemingway's Death in the Afternoon. It's a combination of absinthe and champagne. There's the Mexican Death, a spicy cocktail made with tequila, lime juice, and hot sauce that's often garnished with a chili pepper for extra heat. Death in Venice is a visually striking cocktail that combines Campari, Prosecco, and a splash of orange bitters garnished with an orange slice. Black Death is a dark and mysterious cocktail made with black vodka, cranberry juice, and a splash of club soda. And finally, there's Death and Taxes. That's a variation on the classic gin martini. Typically includes gin, dry vermouth, orange bitters, and a twist of lemon. And now, as I'm wont to do here on 3-Minute Bartender, I'm going to leave you with a funny. I hate going to funerals because I'm not a mourning person. Okay, fine. Here's another one. Never challenge death to a pillow fight unless you're ready to handle the Reaper cushions. No? Not working for you? Reaper cushions, get it? No? Okay, fine. All right, last one. Disgruntled employee kneeled down next to the coffin and whispered, "Who's thinking outside the box now, Gary?" Hey, you knew I'd bring it home, didn't you? I invite you to follow me at The Imbiber on Instagram. The podcast's Instagram is at WWD_podcast. Until next time, I'd like to thank each and every one of you.
You've been great. Really, I want to thank each and every one of you for coming by. Thank you.